It's not coming up. What's wrong?
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the podcast they call Comes Naturally.
That's what I was laughing at.
Yeah, fucking
as always, podcast is completely free. So help us out. Like and share the Facebook page. Tell some friends about it. Follow us on Twitter. Twitter handle is
at Comes Natural Pod.
Go to iTunes, rate the podcast, review the podcast, and subscribe to the podcast. And then we'll get it started for real. Cody.
Comes Naturally, we are.
Joe.
Mike.
I am Cody, and today we are joined by.
Fuck that guy.
Also known as.
Tosh.
Yeah, that's where you go. Birth name. Fuck that guy is his actual name, but.
It's on my. What's that, birth certificate?
Yeah. Society just won't let it happen.
What's that?
I think I, it's a birth certificate. I don't know.
Birth certificate? Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, hello, everybody.
Howdy.
How's everyone doing?
Good.
It's hot outside.
Mike is, like, not into it.
No,
right now.
I'm totally, I'm super intent.
No, I don't think you are.
I don't believe that at all.
No. So we're going to go through a bunch of news since I have actually nothing to talk about unless someone else has something.
Nope.
Hey, no.
No.
News.
Okay, news it is.
Sweet.
Quick one. We saw a wee bit of footage, real footage this time from Rogue One.
Yeah.
And by wee bit, you mean?
Well, this is the first real actual footage we've seen. Because before, all we saw was a computer-generated version where they're like, The ships are landing and the shuttles are landing and the people are running out.
First trailer comes out
tomorrow. Teaser trailer, technically.
So by the time you hear this,
it says trailer in it.
You will know.
It'll be out for a while.
If it's gonna be good or not, guaranteed.
You know,
first trailer. If it sucks, rest of the Star Wars franchise from here on out,
it's
right
tanked.
Down the fucking toilet.
Yeah, I'm sure that's what exactly.
I don't believe
that
at all.
And Disney's Rogue gonna be like, pull the plug. Well. There's no future in this Star Wars business.
Go out on top.
That monster guy ruined it for us. If you guys don't know, it's directed by Gareth Edwards, the guy who did Godzilla.
Gareth?
The new one.
Gojira.
Gareth?
Gareth Edwards.
It's a solid name.
Yeah. He's the guy who did the newer Godzilla movie.
Which was good.
Yeah. And they also did a movie called Monsters, which they bastardized with a shitty sequel without him being part of it.
Yeah.
I got nothing.
Monsters was a... it's a pretty interesting concept. It was a guerrilla filmed. So, like, they shot it literally guerrilla style. So, they had the two actors going through. And it was all about this world where these monsters took over. So, there's quarantine zones where you couldn't go because monsters were there.
Did you say quarantine?
Quarantine. Don't be drunk. And so, the way they did it is it's all CG'd after the fact.
It'll get you crunk.
It was pretty cool. And then what they did is, because they didn't want to pay for signs for stuff, they digitally put in signs for, like, monster, like, warning monsters are ahead, things like that. It's pretty fucking cool. So you didn't notice if you watched the movie, you never could tell. We watched the special features, and the sign says, no parking. And it's like, nope, we made this a monster zone.
Changed
pretty
fun.
Yeah. Movie's pretty dope. We haven't seen it.
I'll have to take a look.
But we know nothing about Rogue One other than about the heist of the Death Star plans.
And
we've known that for a while. So.
Yeah.
Young Solo is in it.
Rumored so far.
Yeah, but that's
he's going to be in it.
That's
well, the reason why is because we still don't even know who is playing. But the fact is we have no idea who anybody is in this because we have yet to get character names.
But the same thing with the previous Star Wars.
Well, we knew a little bit. I mean,
we knew a little bit, but like,
you know, people were returning. But this is like,
yeah,
all new everybody. Alan
Except
Tudyk
for
is in it.
Solo. Young Solo.
So I don't know how
played
much he's going
to Eggsy.
Hopefully, I mean, when we say young, it's not like super young because this only takes place. This takes place right before A New Hope, so
yeah, he's not going to be in diapers or anything.
He was young,
yeah, but he's not. When you say young,
if he wasn't
thinking,
diapers,
oh,
that guy
it's like
just
you know,
like
he's
shit.
Seven,
no,
right?
We're,
for sure,
we mean younger, not fucking 85-year-old crotchety fucking Harrison Ford.
Like, first off, he's only like
he's not crotchety,
yeah.
He could be pretty crotchety.
He's grizzled.
I don't know if you guys ever listened to an interview he's done. He's crotchety.
He doesn't interview well.
Or talk.
He's ultimately Clint Eastwood, but only a couple years younger.
Clint Eastwood is a little bit better during like interviews with people he actually likes.
That's few and far between, though.
Yeah, but like when he does a press tour for like... Like, did you see how happy he was when he was talking about Jersey Boys on the press tour?
No.
Really?
Yeah. I'm sorry, I can't say that I watched Jersey any Boys? Press tour for Jersey Boys.
No, it was just like the preview clips of him like introducing it and stuff like that. He seemed so fucking excited that this movie got made. It was really weird.
So maybe deep down inside, Clint Eastwood's just a musical waiting to happen.
He loves that shit. He's never been shy about talking about it. Sing and dance.
Have you ever seen
Paint Your Wagon?
Oh yeah, that's right.
That's right.
Yeah, forgot about that.
Even young Eastwood was singing in movies back in the day.
Same with Christian Bale.
Yeah, Newsies, bitch.
Yep, Newsies, yo, Newsies.
Yo, Bell, you was a bomb in Newsies, yo.
You made a different.
A different Batman, sorry.
So yeah, so if you want to see the teaser for the teaser trailer, it's up on the web.
Now.
It's
teaser for a trailer.
Literally
teaser.
About a second and a half of fucking footage.
Yeah,
but it has some mean looking stormtroopers though.
Yeah,
and they're black.
Right?
Yeah,
we don't know that yet.
Their outfits are black.
Their outfits are black.
So could black. Be soot. Because they are burning shit in the background, so it could be soot. Yeah.
We're going to go with
the black. Oh, the wind's so heavy.
Could be heavy
got
shit.
Soot all over my outfit.
Heavy, windy shit.
Yep, heavy, windy shit. Other news, the filming for the new Mummy franchise has started with Tom Cruise.
Now, which, when you say the Mummy, you mean like...
Brendan Fraser's the Mummy.
Yeah. Oh.
So Brendan Fraser's the Mummy, if you guys don't know this, is technically a reboot of
the old school Mummy
with Carlos... Karloff, what's his name?
Take your time.
That's the one.
Yep.
Obviously, they changed it quite a bit. This one's actually modern day, by the way.
Well, you could tell that the Brendan Fraser stuff was a throwback because of the time.
They wanted to do the Curse of the Mummy, blah, blah. This one is interesting because Tom Cruise plays a special ops agent who somehow gets thrown into fighting a mummy.
Does Tom Cruise play anything else anymore?
Yeah.
What?
I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah.
Played a lawyer once.
Once. Said anymore.
Technically twice.
Years ago?
Technically twice.
A while ago, though.
Played a bartender once.
But
played
a pool shark. Years
no. We're talking years now. Played, said anymore. I'm not saying
talked about a teenager skidding on his socks and underwear.
How many years ago was all this?
Yeah. 20?
Maybe. Maybe like a weekend ago.
He played a rock star?
He did.
Boom.
That was still like 15 years ago, wasn't it?
Five.
Maybe five. Maybe.
Yeah, they're talking about.
Oh, they're talking about. Oh,
yeah. I don't remember what the name was. But yeah,
Get Out. Made famous by Chris Hardwick. Not made famous by Chris Hardwick, but Chris Hardwick
done
played
by
it first.
Chris Hardwick.
But yeah, so it's interesting because the mummy's a female in this one, played by the knife-footed lady from Kingsman. By the way,
dope.
Sophia Bautella.
Yeah,
I guess. I don't know. Bautella.
So she done anything else?
She's done a lot of stuff.
That we would know.
Kingsman. She's actually going to be in the new Star Trek movie. She plays the alien that gets
teleported
with
Kirk
at one point. That's her.
Oh.
Now that I didn't know that until just now, but now that I see it, I'm like, oh, that's totally her. Like, yeah. I can totally see it.
Yeah.
She's done a lot of stuff that is in foreign language. Notice that right away.
Well, she's Italian?
Yeah. She was in a bunch of music videos. Neo, Usher, Madonna. Chris Brown.
Madonna.
Yeah, weird.
Madonna. She likes to go down.
But a lot of stuff that... she might be French. I could probably look at it on her Wikipedia page. But she was in the Monsters Dark Content that I was talking about. Gareth Edwards' bastardized sequel. She was actually in that. Kingsman, bunch of other shit. Star Trek Beyond and The Coldest City, whatever the fuck that is. Let's see. She is... she's born in Algeria. Nope, swing and miss on that one. Not French or Italian.
Yeah.
Wow.
Jeez.
She's an Algerian dancer, actress, and musician.
Musician.
Known mainly for hip hop and street dance.
That is
okay.
Different.
And from the Nike women advertising campaign.
Don't know it.
Then she was the knife-footed lady in Kingsman: Secret Service.
Perfect.
That chopped dudes in Tweed.
It was the music
what
video.
What kind of a weird, yeah.
That's like, a strange cross.
Well, they needed someone who could dance because of the way she had to kick around.
Very
or
true,
martial
but
arts.
I mean...
But she had already done moves at that point.
Yeah.
So.
She had done a bunch
that's
of moves before.
That's
I mean, dance
that's
is fine, but martial arts is
normal
just
step for actresses, isn't it? Music videos to...
Yeah.
Like, they've a lot of them done music videos first.
It's music videos, movies, porn.
Yeah,
it's sex if you don't
or
you know,
sex
do
tape
well,
and then reality TV.
So those, well, yeah, but those are two paths.
That's
music
more,
videos.
That's more realistic.
Movies, porn.
Well, no, I'm saying
J-Lo.
Sex tape.
Then Jessica Biel. Not Biel, Alba. Jessica Alba.
She was a dancer.
Did yeah. a lot of music
like
stuff.
Like Honey and stuff.
Yeah. Well, but she was in videos.
Yeah, but that's what led to Honey because of that. Yeah. But the porn thing is if they don't make it. Like,
apparently,
Hollywood
I don't
movies.
Watch enough music videos. I don't know.
I haven't watched a music video since 2003.
Wow.
Well, have a date
he
on
knows
it.
The date.
Yeah. It was the last TRL with, what's his
Carson
name?
Daly.
Carson Daly.
Carson Daly.
I don't know. Is TRL God still awkward. A thing?
I don't know.
So I just decided, not that I just decided, but I think I'd like
but you
to.
You just said
it? Really. It just popped in my head. Rock and Rolla. Need a sequel.
It, well, yeah, if he wasn't making, you know, big budget movies now.
Who gives a shit about big budget movies? I mean, he can still make small stuff.
His paychecks.
Yeah.
The fuck? I mean,
the fuck
what are those?
I mean, now that fucking, what's his ball?
Passion Project.
Toby Cabal ruined, or not ruined, but, you know, his career's off from doing superhero movies because he was Doom, and then they shitballed that whole thing.
Oh,
so
yeah.
He's free, so yeah, he can do it.
Passion Project. That's
yeah, you know, he could do it.
And Rock and Roller was fucking amazing.
It was, yeah. But anyways, The Mummy, if you guys didn't know, it is part of Universal's new monster cinematic universe. It'll go along with Dracula. Which is Dracula Untold was the first one.
Yep.
They're also doing The Invisible Man, The Wolf Man, Creature from the Black Lagoon,
making Kevin Bacon,
a Frankenstein
Man,
movie,
Kevin Bacon.
And a Bride of Frankenstein.
Are they
going
to do another Dracula?
Who's going to be Frankenstein?
Yes.
How did that do? I never even got to see it.
It did better than everyone expected.
It wasn't a bad movie. It was actually pretty.
It's on
entertaining to watch.
Oh, and
it's
Van Helsing. They're doing Van Helsing too. I forgot about that.
Yeah.
Not with Hugh Jackman.
No, I was going to say. Boo. Hugh Jackman,
not with Hugh Jackman, the one-eyed guy from 300.
Yeah.
Who played his sidekick, the monk, if you didn't realize that. The storyteller.
That guy's pretty solid, though.
Yeah, that guy's pretty good. I always think he looks like Dave Mustaine from Megadeth.
A little bit.
Yeah. Just not
Sounds
as
way better.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he's not drunk all the time.
And he's got a super...
Who plays super Frankenstein awesome. And then Van Helsing?
Van Helsing, they have not casted yet, because that's not till like, 2020-something. Frankenstein, I don't
right
know
around the corner.
Have...
Are they making all modern-day versions of everything?
It
well,
depends
Dracula
so far. Dracula. Well, Dracula went to modern. But spoiler alert,
so
by the way,
it ended.
It ends there. So that's what they wanted to do. So they wanted to give an origin. And obviously, you're not giving an origin of the mummy because it's just the mummy.
Yeah.
Because unlike Dracula, the mummy isn't about the mummy. It's about the people fighting the mummy.
Yeah.
Where Dracula is more of like that, you know, fallen hero. Blah blah blah.
So this is important. We have to put this out in the world and make sure it's good. So the mummy. I guess the mummy doesn't really need to be, or I mean, Frankenstein. Who plays Frankenstein, not the mummy?
I'm trying to see if I don't know if they attach it, but Alex Kurtzman is directing it. One of the guys who wrote like Transformers and the newer Star Treks, the first two, all four of them. They wrote the screenplay or the scripts, not the screenplays. So you can't hold that against them.
I was going to say.
But they did the first two Star Trek movies, not the third one. They were fired from it because when J.J. went away to do another little franchise, little project of his called Star Wars, I think it's called. Right? Have you guys seen that?
Heard of it.
Paramount wanted like fast track. They're like, no, we don't want to wait for you. We're going to do our own thing. So they went to look at and Roberto Orci, one of the other writers, well, Alex Kurtzman, wanted to direct it, which would be his directorial debut. And they're like, nah, it's fine. We'll get somebody else. And they're like, well, since you're getting somebody else, we're not going to write it. Like, it's cool. We don't want you to write it anyways. We're going to go a different direction with it. And we're going to get
Simon Pegg
and one of his friends to do it. And it'll make it more fun. And then we're going to get that guy that does the Fast and Furious movies now. We'll have him direct it. So, yeah, Justin Lin directed that. I'm trying to see if they've listed anybody for Frankenstein. But I don't see anything. So far on there, because I know it's one of the last ones they're doing, but it's interesting that they're trying to modernize them, but be pretty cool. Yeah, interesting to see what they do with it. But yeah, so Tom Cruise, the set photos have come out of him running around with some blonde chick that is not the mummy. I don't remember her name. I could probably look it up, but I closed that page already.
It's fine.
Tom Cruise running. That's what every movie
he does
is
a lot
about
of running.
Now.
Yeah.
It's just him running.
Running, driving.
When it gets his exercise.
Shooting.
Yeah.
Man's
but he's usually
a vampire in real life, isn't he?
I know, exactly.
And he was a vampire in a movie, too, so I guess it, you know, that was a documentary.
Yeah, he played a vampire.
So are we still talking about that?
No, we're not still talking about that. No, you can't. Oh, yeah. Dicks.
You can't five block us. We get a trailer for Doctor Strange soon. Yeah. As of next week.
Which will be awesome.
Premiering on Jimmy Kimmel because Disney.
I saw some photos from that. Looks amazing.
A bunch of photos running around with him because they just for the first time released a picture of what the villain's gonna look like on set, not actually like dressed up or anything. Mm. And he's got weird glittery stuff on his face because it's like all magic and stuff. But it's Miles Murtuckerine or whatever guy played Hannibal in the series. As well as he's also in Rogue One, so he's like all over Disney stuff right now. He's
busy is what you're saying.
Oh, that dude's he was super busy. He follows me on Twitter, by the way, so you guys know.
I can't wait to see the movie. I've seen some of the pictures from the shooting.
Yeah,
and it's really weird to because you know that they're like magic is happening, but they're just standing there going like pose,
like
fingers are out, and they're like
amulets are glowing and stuff.
Yeah, I'm like that must.
What is the official magic pose?
For him?
I mean, for in general.
It depends.
Like,
with Harry Potter, you have a wand.
Straight fingers?
No, his is like.
We'll talk.
His is like almost like a Spider-Man thing with like crooked fingers, but like one straight finger, you know?
It's a non-prop magic pose.
I can show you what it looks like. He's right here.
Right there?
Mm-hmm.
All
right. Right there.
Clicky, click, click, click.
Then how cool was it that Benedict Cumberbatch actually walked into a comic shop that was near where they were shooting, fully dressed? As Doctor Strange.
That would be pretty awesome.
Also, speaking of Benedict Cumberbatch, guess what started filming today?
Did they start filming?
Season 4 of Sherlock.
You mean Series 4?
Series 4, it's sorry. Not yeah, actually sorry. We're not in the
United
Britons.
States thing, yeah.
But yeah, Series 4 with
you, Benedict. Blimey fuck.
And
people call him the nerd, Jesus.
No, you call me the nerd.
No, I think I'm people, right?
No, not really.
Oh, I'm not people?
Barely.
I'm in. So now it's people.
Okay.
Thank you. Yeah, well, that's not helping the cause any.
Fuck you.
No, thank you. Fast 8 adds... Oh, my goodness.
Oh, how exciting.
Fast 8 adds Game of Thrones Christoph Hzuduwa, the redheaded guy that from the People Above the Wall. It doesn't matter, but he's in that now.
Moving on.
We got the first image of Trollhunter, Guillermo del Toro's new animated series for the Netflix. Looks fucking absolutely batshit.
Isn't he coming out with a movie here shortly?
Guillermo del Toro?
See. I thought I saw.
Maybe he's in production on something. We could probably look it up.
Well, are they still going through with...
That has been pushed back.
That has been pushed back?
Yep.
Again?
Yep. Because someone is dumb. Oh, yeah, there's Sherlock.
What are we talking
season
about?
4. They said season 4. That's why I said it, because... They had a season 4. Series 4 started filming with Benedict and the guy who plays John Watson.
And his name is?
The Hobbit.
And his name is?
Bilbo Baggins.
No, not the Hobbit's name.
I can't think of his name right now.
The actor's name.
Who's also in Civil War.
Come on.
Freeman, right? Something.
Not Morgan.
No, because he's not God.
Martin?
There
Martin
we Freeman. Go. Yeah,
thank you. Jeez. Fuck my brain right now. Jesus.
Pinocchio. Is that what you're thinking of?
Huh?
What? Pinocchio? No.
No, that's still not even have a date. That's like that's not even a chance. Wondering. His last movie was Crimson Peak, so I mean he takes fucking forever on some of his movies.
Yeah, but they come out looking really awesome.
Oh, I'm not saying they don't, I'm just saying he's like that just came out, so what? Rings?
Pacific Rim.
Yeah, but you notice there's no date on anymore?
Yeah Pacific Rim is what we were talking about. Pacific Rim 2.
Yeah.
Maelstrom.
Yeah, Maelstrom. Stop it. Jesus. No emails are coming in because I accidentally clicked check my phone. Let's see. Gears of War got announced for a date. What else was there? There's something else I wanted to... We were talking about earlier, too. Mike, what was it? What were we talking about earlier?
Lunch. You're talking about lunch at one point.
There lunch was good. Chino Banditos. Hell yeah.
Brag it. Brag.
Oh, haven't had it.
I could have met you guys.
Time.
I had a long ass lunch today. Shit.
You what?
I had a long lunch today. I could have met you guys.
That must be nice sad. Having long lunches.
Like an hour?
Yeah. Like some people who get to play Xbox during their lunches.
Yep. Oh, you're welcome.
I played with them.
Yeah.
Yeah, you did.
Fucking beat that damn shit, it. Yo.
Yeah, you did.
Shut up.
I was telling them earlier. When I did that level solo,
I hated it.
when I did that level solo. Yeah. It took me almost 2 hours to beat it because how long it is. You and I whipped that thing like 30 minutes, dude.
That was
like,
a very long level.
We just destroyed that thing.
We're fucking running through there. You were running through there. I'm trying to keep up. I'm like, what the fuck is this guy doing?
Murdering. That's what I do. It's my job.
I can't believe how broken that game is.
Sometimes it's super broken.
The patches is this week, right?
Next Tuesday.
Next Tuesday.
The 12th.
No, like, I thought I was having, like, stupid glitches and stuff. Has well, because, that game. First off, I didn't tell you. I told that, or him, because he was at Wing Night. So,
and you were not.
No, I was not.
Last week or the week before when I was playing, I picked up a new scar.
Uh-huh.
I'm like, oh, fucking sweet, because it's better than my old one. So I put my scope onto it, and the first couple times I use it, scope in, and then I would finish the little skirmish that I was having, and I'd run up to another skirmish. For some reason, the scope wasn't working.
Really?
He had iron sights though, but he couldn't scope.
I could iron sights, but I couldn't scope.
But you couldn't scope.
So I would go into the mods, and it would replace
your scope,
my scope with some red shady dot or something, but it kept doing that. That's the whole weird entire. I would switch it back to the scope, and then after that skirmish,
it would take it right off
and put it into iron sights. Awesome. And I was like, you son of a bitch! It was so fucking annoying.
That scar did not want to have a scope on it.
No, it didn't.
It's like, I would like a red dot or a holographic.
Please and thank you.
But then, like, half the time that I've quit the game, like quit playing it for the day, is because the game crashed.
So I've never had the game crash while I was playing it.
I had it freeze one time. That's because I was on shitty internet at work.
The first time I played it, after none of the betas are alphas, but the first time I played it after I bought it, it froze. Restarted it. I haven't had a problem since when it comes to freezing. However, getting into the game
is damn
near impossible sometimes.
Because I'm new to the Xbox One. Mm-hmm. So I didn't know that you can actually close out of the game
without turning off the
Xbox. So what'll happen is what has become like a ritual for me is you load the game, it goes to a black screen, I sit there and I go, fuck this game. I reboot my whole entire system. Oof. And then I can play it. Well, sort of, because then it gets into the loading screen.
And you then
know, you go
you the,
then you go into your menu where load. It's like, yep, this is the character I want to play, and then it goes doo doo. And it sits there for probably about 3 minutes before it finally crashes out.
Mm-hmm.
And then I can go and play the game.
I had the you can't load server. I want to say it was like 6 or 7 times in a row.
Oh, no. Yeah. Time. Yeah. Like day 3 after it came out, I sat there for a good 10 minutes. Just cannot load. Cannot load.
Did the Delta Air.
Cannot load. Yeah.
I nearly was like, fuck this. I'm just not going to play anymore.
Right?
I was so pissed off. It was retarded.
Here's the worst part about it is, like, I get it with you guys. You have Xbox Live. Up until yesterday, I did not.
Really?
I couldn't even play the game.
Without the server?
Yeah.
That's weird.
Well, because, A, all the other people on the server show up within the game. Even though I don't have Xbox Live, when I'm in the safe areas,
it'll show up.
They show up.
Interesting.
Or, like,
because you're on the server.
Or, like, Cody,
you're on the Ubisoft.
Because out of everybody here, I think Cody's the only one that I have. Or no, I think I do have you as a friend on Xbox.
I don't know.
Maybe Mike doesn't have one, so you definitely don't have him.
Yeah. But anyway, so like he shows up in my map.
Okay.
You know, like you're supposed to. And what was kind of really cool is I was wandering by the Dark Zone, which, by the way, if you don't have Xbox Live, you can't enter into the Dark Zone at all. Which makes sense
because it's a
PvP place. Yeah. But you can hear the battles going on inside. And I heard somebody call for an evac, and it was like, oh, that's kind of cool. You can hear that shit on the inside. Yeah, and you can see, I can see it on my map. I can pull it up, and I can see
that battle wages evac. On, man. Fuck the Dark Zone, by the way.
Yeah, Dark Zone's terrifying. I showed Mike a little bit of it today. I went over to where the ice rink and the Christmas tree are.
Uh-huh.
Littered with bodies, and they're all on fire, and it's cool because steam's coming off the ice. But when you walk into the actual Grand Central Station right there, just covered in dead bodies.
If I may say, the detail that they went to,
it's fucked up in that game.
It's so amazing.
Have you seen one of my favorite things is when the Rikers have JTF people like hanging off buildings.
Yes.
There's this one, I can't remember which borough it's in, but when you go there, it's a guy hanging up and blood is just slowly dripping out and there's a big old puddle below him. I'm like,
shouldn't he be up right now?
There was one that I just, when I was playing yesterday, where you go into this police station, and downstairs in the bathroom, There's a body just dragged into a stall
and then fucking sitting there executed.
And just, oh man, it's awesome.
There's another one in that same area. It might be the police academy level. You go in, it's the same thing as a drag mark, but then it splits off three ways, and there's a dude in a corner just boom, blood spot over the wall, right through his head. There's a dude upside down in a toilet, and then there's a dude that you don't actually see where he goes. It's just drug.
It really put their backs into this game.
That game's fucked up. Like the rat sacrifice I showed you guys.
Yeah.
Which I tried to find today, but I can't find it.
Yeah.
I stumbled upon it, and I was like,
this is weird.
What the fuck? Yeah.
That game is really great. If they could get the server shit fixed, it would be...
That's Ubisoft, though.
Amazing.
The little things, because even like, and Cody has this problem too, which is really weird, the echoes. Yeah, like I've collected...
Almost all of them.
All the ones that I can collect.
But they still show up.
But there's still two that show up on my map. It's two. Like Cody's, and I have two. Is two.
I have some that show up on my map even though I've collected them and I can't figure out why. It's like, well, dude, yeah, why are you showing up? I don't need you.
Yeah.
And then some that you haven't collected don't show up in burrows that you've completed.
Oh my God, don't get me started on that, because there was one that shows up in the Hudson. No, it's lower than that. Anyway. Towards the lower part of the map in like the level 2 to 5 range.
Mm-hmm.
And I spent 20 minutes running around this alleyway trying to figure out how to get this echo, because it's inside of a building. It's not underground. It's inside the actual building.
I tried to figure out how to get in the building.
Like I said, I spent 20 minutes on it. And then I finally was like, fuck this. I'm going to look it up real quick. You know, Google. And it turns out that's the end game.
No.
That is literally, it's not like the echo that you can get at the end. No, right. That you trigger that echo to end the game.
Sort of.
But it shows up on my map right now.
That's weird.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to go looking for it since I've beat the game already.
Yeah, it's in the lower,
quote unquote.
Well, yours should pop up automatically.
I haven't looked.
It should, but, oh, hey, here it is.
It's the lower, it's one of the ones on
the upper right burrow.
Yeah, it's the lower left.
Yeah,
it's the lower left.
Okay, lower left, over by the area where you land.
Yeah, right there.
It's the, it's the district, very bottom one.
Yeah.
Not the one that leads over to the most bizarre fucking
But he's saying the right area, yeah.
Yeah.
It's already showed up, and I'm like I said, I spent 20 minutes trying to get to that echo and found out that you can't do it until the end of the game.
Yeah, I did the same thing.
Yep.
I never looked it up. I said, fuck it, I'll look it up. I'll just find it later.
Figure it out.
But yeah, by the way, if you don't know already, if you bring up your map and you hit the right shoulder button 2 times, it goes to the Intel map and it shows you everything's at that you've either found or that's been unlocked for you.
Yeah.
Just so you know. Because there are some phones that don't show up on the map,
because
they're underground. And so you go over there. Plus, it's the only way to find certain areas. Like I had two areas in 2 different boroughs that I didn't explore yet. And I was like, how the fuck is this possible? I was like, oh, they're underground.
Underground stuff, yeah. There's a lot of underground stuff I haven't explored yet because I've just been busy doing other shit.
I accidentally walked into Times Square because of that. I was running. I'm like, oh, where does this tunnel lead to me? And it's all, you've entered Times Square. I'm like, nope, no, I haven't. Fuck that. Because I wasn't high enough level.
Yeah, Times Square will fuck you up. It's funny, there's no missions in Times Square.
It's just
there's incursions. There's the, not incursions, it's next week. There's encounters and stuff you have, and like side missions. There's literally no story missions in all of Times Square. And I was like, Times Square's pretty big.
Yeah.
You know, like you should have it.
Usually
like,
pretty important.
Because like Times Square is a big thing about it is the fact that it has a giant subway system and you know, train station in it, right?
Mm-hmm.
You go underground and it's there and you can walk through the whole thing. It's pretty dope. Nothing. No story missions. I was like, all right.
Maybe that's going to be on expansion.
Expansions, from what I read, are actually going to increase the map.
So, because we know, I mean, it's obvious. There's so much of the map that you just can't get to.
Yeah, the island.
Outlined. But
yeah, because you can see there was a glitch they patched the 2 days later after the game came out, where if you walk to a certain area. Wasn't in Times Square, it was whatever the one is to the left of it. There's a fence you can actually climb, and you can get outside, and there's actually boxes and stuff you can get up there, but they don't give you anything. You just open them up, and it's like...
Nothing.
Yep. Huh. Yeah, because if you look over it, it's, a lot of it's rendered, and the map shows it, like street names and buildings and stuff, but you just can't access it because of the walls and barricades or whatever. It's pretty interesting.
Love the game, though.
Game's fucking fantastic. When it's not broken.
When it's not broken.
Even I play it when it's still broken too, like you saw today.
Oh yeah, yours today was hilarious.
My little seeker mine out, and I have the fire damage, so it does the airburst the fire,
which is nuts.
Ugh, I love it. And it did it, and you see it explode, but never fire. And a guy lights on fire. He's like, anybody's like not patting on fire. He's like, it was like. He's dancing.
But it was like his consistent thing, too, because you were obviously facing off with the what were the guy's names?
LMB. Last Man Battalion.
Last Man Battalion. He hits this guy with that looks like he has like an explosive pack, but it just starts sparking. And I'm like, oh, is it like ammo going off? And Cody goes, no, it's a grenade backpack, but you're just not seeing the explosion.
McGlitcherson.
I was like, oh.
So instead, of, you don't even hear the explosion. You see him just, and just falls.
Yeah,
and
he's like, I'm like, oh.
Yeah, it does that.
That's really super glitchy.
Yeah, because it's all cloud-based.
I managed to run through a wall one time. Totally missed a door, like I do sometimes on those types of games.
Or
you're
stairs,
just like,
yeah.
I'm going to go through this door. Nope, totally missed it. Went through the wall.
Perfect.
I was like, oh.
What's your favorite part about the game?
Goddamn alien. Murdering people in the dicks. I showed them today.
He did.
I ran around my Damascus and shooting people in the dick.
Well, they don't need those anyway.
Not anymore.
My favorite part about the game shooting the...
Flame back.
Yeah. And then there's... Good night.
Right? Yeah, for a long time when I was running through with my turret, it would like basically would hit people because one of the perks I had is it stuns them. Mm. So if they hit a crit, it stuns them, so they turn red and they stand there. And so I'd shoot the backpack and I'd shoot everyone in around him in the head, so they'd all be stunned, and then he'd blow up and kill everybody. I was like, multi kill.
I love because when and the game is very intelligent because when you shoot one of those
throwing everyone runs,
everyone takes off in the opposite direction. So yeah.
Yep.
Although that makes me mad with grenades. You'll throw a grenade out.
And they're like, gotta get the fuck out of here.
Gotta get the fuck out. And they all run. And you're like, I didn't get anybody. So that's what I mean.
Yeah.
A lot of times I'll like throw a grenade. And then now that I have the LMG, I'll just start shooting and suppress them.
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah, take that, bitches.
Bitches.
And Mike stands alone.
Over in Destiny.
In PlayStation Land.
Sort of.
Oh, Mr. I give up on Destiny?
Man, Destiny blows. So I play
I will say this, though. I do enjoy The Division more than Destiny.
I do, too.
Mainly because there's not nearly as many loading screens as Destiny.
A lot of loading screens.
Destiny's ridiculous.
Unless you're getting into the game or yourself through travel, there's no loading at all.
Yeah, I mean, it's like when you're actually playing the game. If you fast travel, obviously it's
going to...
But no, I know Destiny had a ton of loading screens.
But those are still faster.
The game.
Yeah, those are still... Like, the fast travel screens are faster than Destiny ever.
Yeah.
Like,
and I really love Bungie, but man, that shit just so much loading.
Yeah, fucking Christ. Then Tuesday brings a big update
for
the 12th.
Destiny.
For Division.
There's a big update for Destiny coming, too.
Yeah, fuck them. I don't care. I don't care about fucking speeder bike racing.
is that all it is?
There's one coming in September. That's already out, yeah. Well, that one's already out, the speeder bike racing one. Yeah, it's dumb. The Division, the big update on Tuesday, the 12th, adds incursions, which will be big gang fights. So you go and it's just like a stronghold.
Right.
So you just murder your way through the stronghold for items.
Sounds fun.
New daily missions.
That bottom
weapon
right
trading. Yeah, the one, it only shows up later. Mm-hmm. Well, yours should show up on yours now with last week's update.
I haven't seen anything like that on mine.
But I don't know.
But I'm
I
not
think
in that
triggered.
Area yet.
That's true, yeah.
Discovered.
Oh, yeah, yours won't show up yet because you don't
have
it.
Yeah, you
have to. Because you actually have to unlock
the
safe house and look at the map. Actually, no, you just talk to the lady and they give it to you. The map shows you where everything else is at.
Right.
Let's see, what else was it? There's weapon or item trading,
nice
coming up, which is pretty cool. A bunch of fixes for like broken high end gear. Like there's this one glitch in a high end backpack where if you put something in the slot, all your weapons go away.
What?
That's awesome.
Yeah,
in the mod slot.
But yep. So if you put anything in the mod slot on the backpack,
all your weapons
go away. Not like gone and they come back. Gone.
Oh no!
Dumps your entire inventory. Gone. Everything. You have a backpack though. With a mod in it.
How incredibly pissed off!
Oh,
would you be?
You want to know the worst thing about that? You know what the game director said on Twitter about it? Yeah, just don't put a mod in it.
That's your response to that?
It's like the number one backpack everyone goes after, and it's super broken.
Oh my god!
Like we'll fix it on the 12th with our big patch.
Fucking assholes. That's,
yeah, it's so funny. I haven't got it because I don't go in the dark zone enough.
Yeah,
I
just I've only been in the dark zone.
Can't imagine that friends. First guy that like gets it and it's like, I'm going to put
it. It doesn't hit everybody, though.
It's I'm just, no, I'm saying like the first guy who gets that issue that and just suddenly was like.
Supico. Just like.
Because.
Goodbye, cruel
at that
world.
Point, he's got. You'd have some of the gold items. Mm-hmm. You know,
I
weapons.
Have three of them now.
I don't and have suddenly any gold they're items. Just. I have gold.
I got a liberator today.
Really?
Yeah, and then suddenly they're just people. Gone. Like, gone.
How mad?
Gone.
Like, I've got gold, like, weapons parts and tools and stuff like that, yeah. But I don't have any gold items yet.
You haven't
like,
got the Damascus yet? Mm-mm. You have the blueprint for it? Make that shit.
I don't have enough tools.
Oh, man, you can find them easy. I went on a. I had it. I was like, going on a part hunt.
Because I mean, it's one of the. It's the first gun you get.
It's the first gold blueprint you get. Yeah, which is or gold print, I guess you could say.
You know, I have it, but I haven't.
It. As soon as I beat it, it's like all I was doing is searching for gun parts. It took me fucking forever.
That's the problem, is that
because it didn't take a lot of them. It takes like five and three.
Yeah,
I think.
You just gotta find them.
Yeah.
Like today, I needed one more for the Liberator because I bought the blueprint, and I was like, "Well, let's go." First stopping it, found it. I was like. Nice. Fast travel back.
You
make
bought the blueprint for it.
Yeah, because I had enough Phoenix guys. When upstairs in the tech area,
uh-huh.
Is your headquarters 100%?
It is.
Yeah, it's upstairs.
Okay.
There's a calibration one, and then there's the
high-end weapons armory.
Yeah, high-end gear guy. And he has a few items you can get, and then he has blueprints for fucking all sorts of shit. Gold blueprints.
I have not paid that guy.
But it's Phoenix credits.
Oh.
So it took me a while to get at least 181 of them,
because right.
That's what the blueprint cost. But I was like, I'm doing it. I want a Liberator. Because Liberator is a LVOA, which is what I've been running around with. Mm. It had a chance to be more powerful just by default. It could be the lowest one. It'd be more powerful than what I had.
Right.
But and it had a chance to have a higher rate fire. So I get it's a gamble every time you craft something. I got a higher. Yeah, I got a higher one, almost max. On it, good close, and then but it brought my rounds per minute down. But I was like, ah, fuck. But put on my clip, boom, right back where I was. Yeah. I was like, murdering people.
I crafted a weapon. I want to say it was like a level 25 or something like that, and gambled and tried to.
You got shot foot in you,
dude. I got the exact same fucking weapon. I was like, you son of a bitch.
Wow, that's awful.
I was so mad.
That's the worst thing about the like I was talking about the crafting earlier is like the time frame to craft it is nothing. You hit it, it goes and you have your item. But the gamble is. The struggle's real.
The struggle is real for the gamble.
Because, like, I was like, when I was like, I had these knee pads, I was like, I got a purple blueprint for knee pads. Like, I'm going to get them. Like, it could easily be better.
Right.
Shit. Just garbage. I was like,
thanks.
Fuck you. So
sucks is that you take that superior, you know, all the parts and all that for superior, and it's like 15 or
that's
so.
That's a shit ton,
it's
yeah.
It's a lot, and then you can't do it again.
Yeah. Fuck.
Yeah, and then, like, I was like, oh, okay, so I'll just deconstruct it, right? You get like
you
a third
two.
Of the fucking parts you use.
It's
I was like,
so bad.
I'm gonna murder the fuck out of someone now.
Nearly enough to ever do it again.
Well, no, actually, I showed him. I have so many crafting parts.
Yeah,
like other than gold. Gold I have a lot of too. But like, I have so many. I have like
do
triple
you just
digits.
Deconstruct everything that you get.
I did for long, but now it's just whenever I see him, I'm like, yeah, stop and get it. I'm in the middle of a firefight. Yeah, let's get some tools.
Because like I have a habit of I'll. Deconstruct anything blue or above.
Yeah.
And I'll sell anything green.
Yeah, I sell everything. Worn. I almost have $1 million.
Really?
Yeah.
I got like $200,000. I'm like, I'm not I have, close.
You what was it? Had $1 million because then you bought the.
No, the Liberator is Phoenix credits.
Oh, I thought you bought something else. Anyway, yeah. Mm. Yeah, well, you were at 900,000, 900 plus.
Yeah,
thousand.
I'm at 920 something thousand.
Because I've been buying, like, I've bought some weapons and some backpacks. So, like, the superior stuff, so those things are expensive as shit.
Yeah, no, every time I find like I buy go to look to buy something, it's just
it's
so
garbage.
Low. I'm like, fuck it, it just drops everything so much, and like the mod slot there's like it needs to have like 14 mod slots for me to even jump back.
Mod
high.
Slots are crapshoot too. Like half the stuff that you get doesn't come with it. And
yeah,
there's
no.
One thing that's garbage, and you're like, oh look, it's a mod slot, I don't want it.
Yeah, it's like, oh, it has a mod slot, but this piece of armor is garbage.
Yeah,
yeah, but I love that game.
It is pretty fun. Like, even after all the glitches and stuff and all the weirdness.
It's still addicted.
Yeah, it's still pretty, actually pretty fun, you know.
I'm not going to say I'm addicted.
You're addicted. I'm pretty sure you started playing Quantum Break last night and then found yourself playing Destiny.
You mean Division?
Or Division.
Division, sorry, yeah.
No, I mean, that's what happened. I was playing Quantum Break and then...
How was that game?
It's actually really good. It's fucking nuts. The gun play is weird because like the only three
came out, right?
Yeah, came out yesterday. It's all about the time powers and using it with the guns, but like I found the fourth type of gun yesterday. There was a pistol you get. Then I got a submachine gun, but the submachine gun just sprays bullets. It's like blah blah. So there's no like aiming really. Like, there's no iron sights. So you like you aim. It's got a reticle and you shoot. And it's like blah 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 like all around it. You know.
Hope you hit something.
Well, you're not a highly trained like gun guy in it. You're just this fucking guy, Sean Asmore. But you get it. And then I got an auto shotgun last night. I hadn't used. I just like got it right at the end of the mission, or end of the act. But it's really an interesting. It's like playing a movie basically. Or playing a TV show, I guess, really, so what it is.
Get down on that.
Yeah, it's pretty interesting, like, but it's very story based, because your decisions in the game change the outcome of the TV show that you watch, and the TV show's tied into
heard
it
about
the game.
That.
Yeah,
that's why I was so interested in it because they do what, weekly episodes or whatever.
Oh no, it's all out.
It's all
It's all part of the game. So you unlock the episodes as you go through the game. Yeah, and you can skip the episodes if you don't want to watch it. But right, it's actually totally. Pretty. It's got a ton of people in it.
Nice.
Yeah. Dominic Monaghan was in it. I didn't have no idea.
Like that guy.
Yeah.
Hey, Mike, how about that NBA 2K? All right, moving on. Back to news.
I don't know if there's much other news to talk about. Mel Gibson has a new movie where he plays a convict tattoo artist.
Shit.
Is there any other information about that movie? Because, I mean, it looks awesome.
It does look good.
But, like,
no, there's a description.
There's
basically,
no, like, history. Like, what's his history?
No, you want to get it right now? No, he's not. He's a convict.
Yeah.
So it's just.
But that's all they said. Yeah.
Yeah. He's a convict who basically has to rescue his or help his estranged daughter from drug cartel. That's
got
really
that from.
Yeah. That's the description.
Huh.
Oh, Dylan O'Brien is expected to return within 6 weeks to The Death Cure, so we can actually get it by next year. The newest movie from Maze Runner. Yep. Beer. Snyder and Cavill are both eager for the next solo Superman movie. Because, not so great.
So is Zack Snyder just going to just helm all that stuff?
Well, he's attached to all the Superman stuff. Batman is still rumored to be Batfleck is directing it too, right? After he wrote the script.
He's going
to
direct it.
Direct, wrote, and star. Yeah.
Yeah.
Busy guy.
He's going to play all the parts.
He's gonna Nutty Professor that
shit. Yeah, I was gonna say Eddie Murphy.
He's gonna play Alfred as Jeremy Irons. But did you know it wasn't actually Jeremy Irons in Batman v Superman? Yeah, that was Ben Affleck.
What do you think of Jeremy Irons as Alfred?
I liked it. It's the same one. Like if you read the Earth One, it's basically the same
guy, character. Yeah.
Exact same one. He's a special forces guy. He doesn't shotgun people in the face as much.
Yet.
Yes.
We're gonna see it in the Batman movie for sure.
Murder,
I'm
death,
pretty sure
the
that there is not
shotgun.
An angrier Batman on the planet than Batfleck.
Nope. He's... Unless you get in the shot when Christian Bale isn't lighting. Oh, that was Terminator.
Yeah.
Ah, damn it, curses.
Oh, close. Good for you.
Dave Bautista's been coming for Blade Runner 2.
Yeah, nice. Yes.
He hasn't done too much lately.
Yeah, he did a handful of shit.
Skyfall. Like,
is it Skyfall? Well, is that Skyfall?
Or the Spectre, I'm sorry.
Guardians. Oh, yeah, sorry.
Two. Guardians 2.
Guardians, yeah, Guardians 2 and Skyfall,
movie.
That's it, right?
Did the De Niro movie. He's in that boss movie with What's-Her-Balls.
With Melissa McCartney.
Yeah, she punches him in the nuts.
Got it.
Repeatedly. I'm trying to think what else is on
so
there.
He played
the
guy from Man with
the
Iron Fist in
out.
That movie, because it's Iron Balls, right?
Yeah. No?
Yeah. The kickboxer movie is going to be coming out this year, too.
Oh, he's in that, too, yeah.
So you're going to see. It seems like it's quiet, but he's done some stuff that just hasn't come out yet.
Got it. It's in post or whatever.
And he's still a smaller actor. Not physically, obviously.
Obviously.
But in terms of name recognition, he's still not a huge actor yet. But like he's slowly climbing his way up.
If you want to talk wrestling for a second, I didn't realize that he got into the WWE so late in life.
Yeah, he's
in his late 30s when he started WWE.
Yeah,
which is crazy.
Like once he like got like yeah, once he like came up, got TV time and stuff. Yeah, he's 30 something. Which that doesn't happen very often.
No, it doesn't.
That's why he had a short run.
Very.
And he bailed, did movies.
It was less than 10 years.
He did MMA for a minute.
Yeah,
I remember he talked about doing that, and he won a couple fights, but then he was like, "Ah, fuck that shit.
I'm gonna make millions.
When is
or hundred thousands."
When's movies. What's his fuck gonna have his first MMA match?
Yeah, he had to have surgery or something, right?
Yeah, he like fucked up his back.
Oh, his back. Was.
Yeah, fucked up something on his back, so it got pushed back. It was supposed to happen like recently, like
last month.
I think. Yeah, it was one of the more recent cards, but he fucked up his back during training. It should be fairly soon now.
Oh, did you guys see the full trailer for The Preacher? Oh, you didn't.
No,
you haven't watched The Walking Dead yet. It's during that.
Nope.
They actually show a lot
of it. Walking Dead. Well, who dies?
It probably won't show.
We don't know yet. Dies. Who dies?
We
Come
literally
on.
Don't know yet.
You know.
So Walking Dead's done.
Who do you think?
For the season.
Yeah.
And now Fear the Walking Dead's back, right?
Next week. Yeah. Next
who do you Sunday. Think died?
Hopefully it's Glenn.
Hopefully it's all of them. Fuck all those guys. Wow. Who's your favorite character? Who's your favorite character? Stop flipping me off. Who's your favorite character?
Favorite character? Ooh, that's a fucking tough question.
We dabble in tough questions.
By the way, answer your question from last week. Mm. Everything from Archer. Running gags?
Yeah.
Anything from Archer.
That's fair. Yeah.
The new season Archer, by the way, just brings back so many.
Yeah.
Like, the first episode brought back phrasing, the Lana thing, like, just so many. It was so ridiculous.
Really clever writing.
Yeah, it's super clever writing. But no, in all seriousness, to answer Mike's question that is currently being asked, I think Daryl.
I hope he dies.
I know you, but it doesn't matter. If they do, AMC is going to burn to the ground by flaming panties being shot over their fences.
How dare you?
Because they'll burn real easy because of all the moisture that's in them, that's built up in them.
Right.
Smell like burning fish.
Is that stuff
shot with crossbows?
It's like lighting all of Seattle on fire.
Why does it smell like burnt catfish in here? I don't understand.
Oh, God.
You're welcome.
Mud skippers.
Please.
But.
True bottom feeders.
Yeah. No, but I also really hope they make Daryl gay.
Yeah.
Also just to see
and then kill him.
Don't kill him. No, because they make him gay and then kill him, people are going to start thinking they don't like gay people because they keep
No, they're going to, like, kill him. He's all like, but my gay friend, no. And then. And then, like, they just leave it like that. Like, the fucking, who's the main guy? The cop guy?
Rick.
Like, Daryl's gonna be dying. He's like, he's my best gay friend. And then he dies. And that's the only mention they ever do of it. Just really asshole, shoddy writing.
Wow.
I really want this next season to take it down a couple notches. I don't want it to be very good.
And by
I just
a couple
want it
of
to
notches,
piss
you mean a
everybody
whole shit
ton
of notches.
Off. And fade to black. End of season.
No, that's no
end of show. End of show.
If Robert Kirkman can gets his way, it ends with aliens.
Get out.
That's what he wants to end it with. He doesn't know how he's. Everyone keeps asking, "So how are you gonna end the book?" And he's like,
"Aliens."
Rick's gonna get injured. Invincible. He's gonna wake up after 6 months of in a coma. Aliens
with a fucking needle in his arm.
No, he's gonna wake up in a hospital. Probed. Just, you know,
no
open
wiles
the door.
There. They have to go fight aliens.
Oh, then they could spin off into the librarians.
That would really be awesome. Well, what's
actually,
that other
I
fucking
was
show you're talking about?
Referring to Falling Skies.
Yeah, no, but then I said they could spin off into librarians. Because you need another show.
Or I was going to say, or an ER, you know.
Oh, he could be his doctor.
Yeah. George Clooney could
wakes
be
up. Yeah. Turns out it's all in a snow globe.
No.
And then JR is still alive in the shower.
Yep.
And then they fade to black.
God damn. That
so
would
it's
be...
an episode of Lost.
Fucking awful
no, because that made
hilarious
sense.
Hilarious at the same time.
Yeah, no, it'd be. But yeah, he says he just wants aliens, and he wants to, like, the final scene of the book. You turn it, and it's just aliens, and then that's it. No explanation. That's it. You see aliens. You see an alien ship,
but
and that's it.
Like, if you think about it, it kind of would make a little bit of sense. I mean, because it'd be a decent way to just have everybody die. You kill off the whole entire population, but not the animals, not the vegetation, not, you know, all that stuff.
Yeah.
You know,
but he literally just wants it. You turn the page, you see a spacecraft, that's it.
Yeah,
that would be,
I mean, the virus would be an alien origin.
Yeah
Like
Prometheus.
I was thinking X-Files, but yeah.
Did you
still
watch
that,
by the way?
Yeah, that I've watched that.
Okay. I'm the only one.
So you hadn't
like you
watched
it, right?
At the time.
I don't care about it at all.
Okay. Well, I care. And I still
it might as well fucking have dwarves and hobbits in it.
Yeah,
because
yes,
that wild.
I remember you watched it first, and everybody was complaining, like, that ending was so fucking, you know, awful. And I was like, but it's supposed to end the show. Like, how can it be so awful? And then I watched it, and I was like, you sons of a bitches.
And there's still
sons
no word if they're coming back.
Sons of the bitches. Because there's more sons, so there's a bunch of bitches.
Oh, it's a shit ton of bitches.
So got it. Yeah.
Sons of the Bitches.
Sons of the Bitches. Yeah. I can believe it because that's the way Chris Carter is. I mean,
he will bring
things back and he will fuck you over.
I really hope there was going to be bees though, so everyone could lose their fucking minds.
Oh, right. That would have been crazy.
What
was the I was actually hoping anymore? He'd be.
No,
in it,
I was hoping he'd show
boo.
Up, in it,
but he wasn't. No,
because even the what's I can't remember her name, the other chick that was, everyone thought was going to replace,
Gillian Anderson.
Yeah, Gillian Anderson wasn't even in it either. Mm. They could have easily put her in there.
Oh yeah.
But they even brought in like a new Mulder and Scully to like
awesome.
Be in it, and then like I was like, oh, that's what they're gonna pass the torch. You're gonna have new, you're gonna have baby Amell right. and fucking in the this one redhead chick like be the like she was redheaded. He was, and it was funny because like he's crazy just like Mulder, all in his conspiracy. And she's a scientist, and I was like, fuck yeah, nope. It's just literally just like the tip.
Yep.
And I was like, oh,
and that was it,
motherfuckers.
Jeez.
Yep.
And then they're also like, you know, oh, we can save the world.
Nope.
Cut.
That was it?
Yeah, there's a little bit more to it.
Oh, yeah, I mean.
But it was pretty much it, and you're like, what happened?
Did Mulder and Scully die?
No.
Boo.
No.
Just kill them.
Because it literally goes
start
back.
We know more about who dies at the end of this season of Walking Dead than we know what happened at the end of the X-Files. And we still don't even know who died. We just know that someone died.
I hope all of them die.
They don't. All die. Why are you so angry at them?
I was going
to ask. I don't have a problem with them. I just
you kind of sounds like you
I
do.
I think it's good TV to kill off all the main characters.
Oh, yeah. You think?
I think
Fox?
That's good.
Is there any show?
That's killing off the entire show.
Do you want to play all the episodes out of order, too?
No.
And
you
then
just
cancel
kill,
it?
Kill
before?
All the fan favorites, and it really forces the writers to dig deep for good story.
Is there any show out there that has killed every main character and kept going?
Not yet.
Game of Thrones is on its way.
Yeah,
it's on its way, but it's not there.
It's on its way. It's definitely like the first one's going to do it. Is
but I still don't think it'll actually kill all of its main characters.
No, they're not even close.
Because somebody has to be.
Did I tell you this season they've actually confirmed that the Greyjoy family is more involved in it? They're actually going to do that from book five.
Oh, they
just
are.
Wave from a distance. Hello.
Like they casted
like, every scene. They're Greyjoy. In the background.
Hello. Yeah, they casted both the other brothers.
They're really involved.
Oh, really?
Right now.
Yeah. I was like, they're going to fucking do it.
It's going to be interesting. It's also going to be weird.
Fucking jam-packed this season. Again, I thought last season was busy as balls. This
10
one,
episodes, and they're just going to be like, this episode's for this person. Cut.
That was
cut,
last
cut,
season.
Sons of Anarchy killed off everyone.
No, I don't think they did, because
no,
what's
did.
Her name
they
was
did.
Still around.
No, they killed everyone.
She died, yeah. I was going to say.
Everyone died in the last season.
But yeah. It didn't continue.
No. But he, yeah.
Okay, but 95% of the main cast by the...
And again, it didn't continue.
It was that was the
well, yeah, but
final
that's,
season.
That's good TV, though. You kill everyone.
No,
everyone
trust me,
likes.
I know it's great TV because I watched The Shield, which was kind of the show that really started a lot of that.
And, they did kill a lot of main characters in that show.
Good.
And it was absolutely an amazing show. No, honestly, there were parts where, like, you know, why is it raining inside of my house? It's
if
so
I
fucking weird.
Go back and
so
change.
Many onions.
So many onions are chopping right now. Why? Why?
I want a TV show to come out and be great, like season one, be fucking phenomenal, like the best season one of any TV show ever. And in the first episode of season two, they all die, and they have to bring in a new cast.
It would
actually
be interesting
in a killing
to
mood.
See.
Yeah,
honestly, it would
I just
be want to
see if they could
see.
Do it. If you have really a, if you to, have 95 to 98%
well, okay.
turnover,
it's a stretch.
Here's I have not I've never watched
keep
it.
One person,
but I know on a season to season
be
basis,
main character.
It's different. American Horror Story
they
on a season to
season,
it's
really
different.
That's an anthology though.
But that's
yeah,
what I'm saying. I've never watched it, but I know
they change
characters
basically
season
every
season.
Season
but
except
it's not
for this
killing
next coming
it,
season.
Yeah,
it's not
it just
off
yeah,
the
yeah
cast.
No, it just ends like each season, much like a British show,
it's
is
its own story,
and then it jumps to something completely fucking different, a different time frame. Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Except
a lot of the same actors come back, but
is. Pretty much a continuation, right? This next
I don't know,
season.
I stopped watching after the circus one because that one gave me the willies.
I'm surprised you even started that one.
I tried my best. The fetus thing was just way past what I could do.
Was that like in the opening credits?
No, it was like it was like episode like six or something like that. I was like, I'm done.
Ooh, you got six episodes in it?
Yeah.
Coven got me pretty good. And I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah. I watched like
I didn't watch any of it.
I think we talked about this before. But
you would think that would be a show that I would be into, but it's I don't know. I just never heard. But I mean, like, I'm in. I like watching that. That, you know, Paranormal Activity and the weird stuff like that. Even the ghost shows, which
was that show Millennium.
Millennium. Yeah, I used to watch Millennium as well.
It's Chris Carter show.
Yeah, it was a Chris Carter show. He ended it the same way that he did X-Files.
Yeah, fucked uply. No, I was going to say.
I don't know if that's a word.
It is now. You know what show I didn't know is nearly as violent and bloody as it is? It's Salem. I've never seen the show once. I saw a commercial for it like one time. It's on A&E or something.
Yeah, I think I watched it once. That was a pretty gory time.
Dude, no, you have no idea. Like, I went to see my cousin Justin at Comic-Con last year, him and Aaron, on a panel, and I went early so I could get a good seat, because I made a mistake. The first panel I went and saw him on, underestimated how many people would be there. I sent them back. This one's like San Diego Comic-Con.
People are going to wander in there and be like, what's this?
Yeah. So I wandered into the Salem one, and it's fucking jam-packed, mostly ladies.
Shocker.
They're like talking to the cast.
They all did Burn, too, by the way, right? Dead and Burned?
Yeah. I had no idea what was going on. I was like, I don't know anything about the show other than Salem. Like, so it's witches, right? Or tuna. I'm not too sure. So I was like, all right, cool. So I sit down, and they're like, oh, do you guys want to see a preview for... they show a recap of season two, I think it was. And I was like, is that someone tied to from the roof with a faucet stuck in them, draining blood into a bathtub?
That sounds about right.
Okay. I don't know what's going on.
Did they show burning people in the show?
Because
something that I read recently is actually there were no witches burned at the stake during the...
Salem witch trials. Yeah, no, that's a myth. Yeah. But yeah, no, in this show, they burn like the motherfucker people.
So many women in that period.
Yeah, it's fine. They deserve it. Evil bitches.
I mean, that was really like, kind of like a, what was that, a Civil War time, you know, where earlier so many people died. I mean, just that time where so many people died and you don't even kind of, you don't think about quantifying how many people were killed in that
time. Well, yeah, because like back then, you get a splinter in the wrong area and you die 3 weeks later. Yes,
but they actually, they didn't give these bitches splinters. They killed them.
They used to stone them.
Yeah,
stone them. They did the pressing thing where they put like weight on top of them.
That was only done once. And it was for the, it was a one guy and they were trying to get him to confess to being a warlock.
Fucking painful that must be.
He didn't confess, by the way.
Well, probably because he died.
I was going to say, he was probably dead. Couldn't speak.
Yeah.
Ugh, it's fucking terrifying. But yeah, that shows. And then there's like a little girl that is like the devil or something. I don't know. But aren't I was
they
like.
All? They kind of.
Well,
kind of.
But in the show.
It depends.
Yeah, I don't know about the show, but I was like, I really want to watch it now because it's like, super violent. But then I like, they showed a preview for season three and I was like, I don't want to watch the show anymore.
Pass.
It's like Gilmore Girls with. Fucking witches. I was like, this is way too much dialogue for me. I was really into the violence you just showed me.
Some lady, like, tease me this way.
Dude's missing an eyeball.
I keep thinking that not because of violence, because of what everyone, like, keep hearing good things about Supergirl, and I'm like, wow, maybe I'm going to watch it, and then I see a preview for it. I'm like, I'm not going to watch it.
I managed to watch the first episode all the way through.
In one sitting? Or did you
in one sitting. Oh, okay. In one sitting, because I wasn't going to torture myself in a bunch of little, you know.
Sometimes you do weird things.
How'd it go?
It wasn't. I mean, it was the first episode, but I couldn't get past the previews.
I feel wasn't great. If I sit down with a show and I'm like, I'm going to watch it, I commit myself. If it's an hour long show, I'm like, I have to go three episodes. Like, that's kind of the rule. If you can go three episodes and then by then you kind of know what the timing and everything is going to be. But I just don't see myself getting through three episodes by watching the previews. I'm like,
every time I see a preview for it, I'm like, this is the New Adventures of Lois and Clark.
Yeah,
but worse. I mean, yeah. Adventures of Lois and Clark was actually halfway watchable.
We rewatch it
only because we were
in a time period.
Yeah, rewatch it. Mike and I did that. We made a mistake. We watched a bunch of episodes. Like, wow, we enjoyed the show.
It's so bad. Well,
shit, we do it
when
a
he
lot,
goes to fly and he jumps.
A lot of the stuff
and
that
you
we
see him
when
come.
We're
you see him literally frame. Like falling before it cuts.
Yeah, like it's like just take a little bit more. It's the first episode. He jumps
and then
and he you see him. Come back,
Apex, and then it cuts. Like he's starting to fall from it, and he's like, "Cut!" I'm like, "A fire editor,
yeah.
B, just stop rolling the camera right when he jumps. Just click,
just push it down."
By the way, they had things back then, you know,
knock it out of his hands,
and all that stuff.
They could have put a even a piece of construction paper over the lens. Like, that would have been better graphics than just watching him come back.
Just grab
down.
The slate. Just like, boom, okay, out of scene. Just move, like, move the camera to the left. When he goes to the right, just go.
Yeah, he jumps off screen, move it the other way, and have somebody go, oh, wow. You know what I mean? Like,
he's flying too so easy. Far. Yeah.
Too easy.
And then you just see Dean Cain walk get back him, on Superman. The camera. Like, oh, shit.
Hey. God, he's fast.
He's got a donut in one hand. He's oh, not my scene.
Cut. What's up?
Goodreads has sent me a message. They're doing Ask Joe Hill a question.
Joe Hill, why are you so fucked up?
Joe Hill, why you make me cry? He finished Lock and Key. And Lock and Key.
Gotcha.
Like I said, it like was raining inside my car for some reason.
You really have to look into that. I don't know if there's a leak in the...
I think it's just like this...
The sunroof that you don't have.
Cloud. I think you're just a big emotional pussy.
I think you're a fucked up piece of shit.
Yeah. Yeah, sissy fuck. He got mad at
me.
It was legit anger at me right now.
That's why it's so funny.
Oh, it's about the fireman, his new book.
Ooh, which haven't even read yet.
It's not out yet, so.
Oh, that's right. Okay. When does it come out?
Do you know? July, I believe.
July.
I can probably look it up.
July. But no, yeah, so Lock and Key was actually a phenomenal listen. I didn't read it. Actually, I read the first book.
So you read the first one? This one?
Yeah,
you should read these ones. Well, you already know what happens, but
I already
still
know what
fantastic.
Happens. Yeah, I read them, no, I still knew it. Even
Lee
just
Child
reading it,
sent
I...
Sent me an email.
Who did?
I don't think Lee Child sent you an email.
No.
I think Lee Child sent me an email. It says...
Isn't he dead?
Yeah, no. I was going to say.
He's making, very much alive. Lee Child, right there at the bottom. See that?
Yeah, okay.
Thank you very much.
Click on it and see what happens. This is his profile.
Does he need money? He needs you to wire money to Nigeria?
To Nigeria. Because he got stuck there after a plane, after a short vacation?
Yep.
Shit.
Spam. No, Lock and Key was actually a phenomenal listen, especially the Audible... play essentially the radio play that they did.
Not you assholes.
Was absolutely phenomenal. And it anybody
now
who
that
missed,
you assholes.
Anybody who missed out on the free option for it, you missed out on so much. Because I got my money's worth and then some.
When was the last time you guys actually read a book?
I read
I know
time,
you're
every night.
I know you guys both have the audiobooks, which I'm pretty jealous
I
of.
I do the Kindle Plus audiobooks. Which actually ends up being a really, really cheap option. But yeah, so...
Does it pick up right where you stop on the Kindle?
It's supposed to. It doesn't always work. That the Audible app, which if you use the
Kindle
app on your phone, it's very good at syncing back and forth and being like almost perfect with each other. But I have the CarPlay, and it only has the Audible app built into it. Mm-hmm. Or not built into it, but usable through it. And it'll sync back and forth with your Kindle. So you'll read on your Kindle. It'll save up to the clouds. And then when you hop And then when you hop onto the Audible app, it'll say, hey, this was the last place that you've listened, even though you read. Would you like to sync to that position? Well, yes, I would. And then it proceeds not to sync to that position.
I was just asking you.
Yourself.
I wasn't actually going to do
it. It's like, go fuck yourself.
April's fools, you're starting here.
But it's not even in April. It's...
It is here.
Yeah, every day.
Yeah, it's always Christmas here.
So like, I have to like force an update with my Kindle. And then while you're looking at the book, see, when you go into the Audible app, it gives you a list of all of the audiobooks that you have. Mm-hmm. It'll pop up on there and say, hey, you know, this is your last place that you blah, blah, blah. But it won't update. You have to go into that book in the Audible app
and like force
an update from your Kindle, because if you update from the Audible app, it'll say no, you're at the... what the fuck are you talking about? You're at the
you're at the beginning still.
You're at the place that you're supposed to be at, dumb shit. So you force that, and then you force it to update, and then it will finally pull down the information. So but if you use
lengthy.
The Kindle app on your phone, it works so much
perfectly.
Better, and it does so much more. I don't know why Audible. They're the same fucking company. Why is Audible so shitty?
Yeah, the app's fucking garbage.
I don't know why.
It's weird.
But the Kindle app, hell, you could sit there and read along with it. It'll read, and you can watch.
Yeah, it's cool. It highlights it on there. I was like, what the fuck? I don't have to try to find it on the page.
I don't have to use my eyes to read. I can read and listen.
I don't like reading it on my iPad. That's why I want to get it's too big, really. Actually, this is pretty cool because, like, Like heavy wise, like if I'm laying in blood or whatever, like concussion. Will Smith.
No.
But what's cool about this, the iPad Pro.
Would you like
is,
a vacuum cleaner?
It's the size of a. It's the size of a real book when you open it up.
Right.
Like, so you open a book and it looks like.
Like a book.
Like a book, like two pages. Mm. If you turn it this way, it's like one big page. It's fucking awesome. But it's just too heavy to hold. Like, in, like that's why, like.
For me, the light just, would bother me a lot.
Yeah, it's just too bright, too. Like, just not good for reading. I want to buy a Kindle Paperwhite and keep not doing it because I'm dumb. I know it's not $50 off. Up to $50, but it's $30 off the one I want.
Oh, was it? Because it was $50. It was $50 off when I saw.
No, without ads, it's $109.
Oh,
yeah. Right. But I want to buy one still. But to answer your question,
how much did you spend at the comic book shop today?
Yeah, let's not worry about it.
Tell you what.
You $109 for a Kindle that you've been wanting for a while, yep. And how much did you spend at the comic book shop?
Let's play the
today?
Game. How much do you think I spent?
Today was overkill because you bought the variant covers. Where
today was ridiculous.
On a regular day though, you're still spending probably anywhere
70,
between
80 bucks.
I was gonna say 80 bucks, bucks 80, yeah. 80 to 100 bucks.
Lately, it's only been like 50 something.
Oh my!
Let me tell
so
you this.
Today,
hold on, we're playing the game.
Oh, okay, we're playing a game.
It's the special one. So I'll give you a hint.
So you
I bought
variants.
A graphic novel.
Okay.
And there was three variants that each were $30.
How big was a graphic novel?
So that's. Okay. The graphic novel was $23, by the way.
How many regulars did you have in your bin today?
So you spent more on four comic books today than what the Kindle would have cost you.
Technically, yes.
Yes.
But
and that's not even counting
yes.
your weekly
but
shit.
But I did get a discount on all those.
Ooh. You're getting a discount on the Kindle, too, by the way. How
well,
much?
$30? Yeah, but we're saying 100. It's yep. 110. $109.
So everything today, you probably spent, what, $150?
What do you think?
I was going to go shy of that, $140.
So $140, $150?
It was, it would have been 90.
Don't do real math.
Sorry, I'm
this
doing
is Joe.
Math.
This
it's
is
$180.
Oh, Joe's off by a dollar.
Jesus.
$179.
He went over. You lose the showcase.
Sorry, buddy. That means Mike wins.
So $179 on comic books.
Yes.
90 of which on a comic book that you already own many times over.
First off, it's three different issues, 1, 2, and 3, and your statement is still true.
I know.
So
you said
so it's not
a,
just
comic
a comic book.
Book.
It's three comics. But still.
Three comic comics. Books that you already technically own.
And have read.
And have read.
Only once though.
But you own each of them multiple times.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Because you're a variant whore.
Or just a whore.
Yes.
But you're bitching about a $109 Kindle.
No, I'm not bitching about it. It's because I haven't bought it yet. There's a difference. Never once did I say I'm bitching about it. I keep wanting to buy it and then not buying
and then
it.
You don't.
Spending my money on something else that I probably don't need. And then, you know,
three variants.
Yeah.
Go fuck yourself. Those are awesome.
Whoa.
Very awesome.
Yeah, see, there you go.
But
when it comes to functionality,
does it give you more use than a Kindle would have?
Not even close.
Nope.
Okay. And let's just play another game. So those, how much money total do you think you spent on just those three issues?
Overall.
That number is incalculable.
Yeah, because you keep buying $30 fucking variants.
Those are the most expensive ones I bought. The Frank Miller one was the most expensive one.
How many variants are there?
$75.
$75 one.
Oh, I didn't see that one.
How many
variants? So far.
Let's see. So issue one.
He buys all of them when they're at.
Well, I mean,
how many variants
are
per issue?
Issue one, this now makes 15.
Oh, fuck.
So at like a $10 minimum.
That's still 150 bucks.
Yeah.
You at a $10 minimum, which you spend way more, you've already spent $150 on one comic book issue.
There's three.
Yeah. One issue of a comic book. Not a graphic novel.
Which I also
not
have
an absolute.
Which I have the graphic novel version of it too.
But one issue.
So 16.
So maybe Kurt, you're spending a little bit on variants and just buy a goddamn Kindle.
How about you shut your mouth and don't tell me what to do?
Well, you're going to keep bitching about it.
I did not bitch. I'm just saying,
you're
I haven't
bitching
bought
right
it yet.
Now.
No, you are.
You are completely bitching.
You're both bitching at this point, and I got to get the fuck
shut
out of
the,
here. So.
Shut the fuck up.
I hate you both.
I got to pee so bad. So bad.
Just
so
go.
Coffee.
That seat's kind of absorbent.
Pass.
That's it for this week, I guess. We're getting the rap signal from our producer, so Zipfer Comes Naturally. We are
Joe,
Mike.
I am Cody, and today our special guest was.
Have a nice day.
That's the one. Yeah, he's a piece of shit, everybody. And as usual, guys, you just came naturally.
Fuck you too.
Nope.
Nope.